Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Something a little different this week. We are giving you an entire segment, courtesy of the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com, from the May 12th, 2021 show. Lots of great stuff in here, such as why you need to be a real man and not a macho guy, how guys are made fun of, plus why a guy thought Doc's book, The System, also known as the Dating Dictionary, was brilliant. By the way, you can find that at doclove.com/system. Let's get in to your free segment, and this is from May 12th, 2021.
The man himself is here, Doc Love. What's up, Doc?
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Jeff? And all you guys out in radio internet land.
Radio internet land. I didn't know what to say in the tease there, Doc, but that's all good. We're not about smoothness here. We're about getting good advice out to men.
And getting the truth out. That's what counts.
Exactly. And you know what? The funny thing about it is, you know, I've been running movies a lot lately. For some reason, I'm on a movie kick. And it just seems to me that Hollywood likes to make idiots out of my fellow brethren.
Everybody in American culture beats us up.
Oh.
My favorite's the commercials. The commercials about, the guy's taking the Tide soap and he's trying to put it in the microwave. Gee, Martha, am I doing this right? No, you dunce. Or the daughter's giving her father dirty looks because he doesn't understand anything, and the mother comes in and takes control. I mean, it is so blatant. It is so obvious. But I don't know. I guess guys with their egos and pride, they just don't see it. You know, that there's a, it's almost a conspiracy.
There's a commercial that I don't even remember what the product is, but a guy is searching through the trash for these special pro football team cups or something like that, and he got his wife and his daughters looking at him in the SUV, just horrified, and the daughter, you know, with a real kind of crappy look on her face, is rolling up the window like, I don't know this guy, and, you know, it's ridiculous. It's like, you know, it used to be father's knows best, and now it's father is a doofus.
He's an idiot. Mom's the boss. We're going to change things. If guys out there, just tell your buddies, all you ladies out there, tell your girlfriends to, you know, come to the show. The show's archived. And just, if you can set your ego and pride aside and just listen and say, does this make sense? Is this consistent? And if you'll do that and give me a little time, I can turn you people out there.
Because we tell the truth with humor.
That's the whole idea. In fact, this is the only show that has humor and love.
Yeah.
You listen to Dr. Laura, you know, she says, you did wrong, you're going to hell, thank you for calling. I mean, come on, where's that all about? So I'm trying to be a softer, more loving love doctor, if you will. But the thing is this, guys, there are great, great women down there, and when you have that one chance and you don't want to blow it. People used to die real young back in 1910, 1920. But now you marry a girl at 35, you know, you're going to die at 85. You're 50 years with that girl. And there's some Americans out there, I'd say 10%, that are very happily married. And these guys are balanced. They're challenges. And yet at the same time, they give their wife affection, romance, and humor. Also, just by being a manly man, and I'm not talking about a macho man, the guy is just much more appealing, he's much more balanced, and she's going to love him forever. That's the whole idea.
We say, hey, there are bad women out there. There's also great women out there.
There's bad guys out there.
Right.
You know, I always see how they're always, you know, people always bad-mouthing the internet, you know. And I tried to get my little Doc Love show here from 85 to 2000, 15 years. Nobody would help me help men. But I got on the internet, the internet likes me, and then this thing took off. I'm very, very fortunate, you know. I remember a woman called me, this is about 5 years ago, and this is so funny. He's asking his girlfriend to get married, and the waitress walks by, and he's staring at the waitress's legs.
Oh, gosh.
And he didn't see any inconsistency. He
I'm
wasn't
sure
aware
did.
That he was doing anything wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
Yeah, she did. I imagine she did turn him down.
No, it's so, you know, the thing about it is, you know, I hear from, you know, people that don't really understand our show and they haven't listened long. And they're like, well, you know, you're just on men's side. You're just against women. And that's not true. We're all about relationships, you know, and long-term marriages.
I want the American female and the Canadian female and all the rest of the females of the world to stay in love with their men, but the men have to earn it. And what a lot of the guys do, as soon as they know the woman is gone, they take her for granted, and then they walk away from the principles of the system, and then she falls out of love. So, guys, if you want to keep her forever, you got to use those same principles forever.
Respection, affection, romance, challenge, mystery.
Yeah, you're always going to hold back a little bit. I want you guys detached. I don't want you guys joined at the hip.
Anyway, Doc, let's move on to our files. The compliment file.
The compliment file. Yeah, I got a compliment here from a guy. My loyal student, Justin. Listen to this. I live with five girls, 19 to 22 years old, and they recite the system word for word. It's almost comical how on the money this stuff is. Anyone who says you made this stuff up is an idiot. So then I wrote back to Justin, "You have made my day, Doc." He writes me back, "I'm glad. And when I say word for word, comma, I mean like paragraphs of exact dialogue. If that isn't motivation to study the system, nothing is."
It is the truth.
And that's what I like. Here's a kid. He's probably their age. If they're 19 to 22, he's probably the same age with these girls, and he lives with them, and he listens to them. What an education. He listens to them, then he goes and reads the dating dictionary, and they're in there. Isn't that great?
And here's a guy that's really going to avoid a lot of unnecessary pain in his search for Mrs. Wright.
That's right.
Because avoiding pain is sometimes better than experiencing pleasure if it's the wrong kind of pain.
And guys, you have to think long term. You can't think short term with women. So you always want to do the right thing.
Okay, much more to go in this segment, including what happens with two out of every five numbers you get. The false notion you can have any woman you want. And do you really need to impress her friends and family? That's coming up in just a second. But did you know you should get The System, also known as the Dating Dictionary? You can find it at doclove.com/system. It's changed thousands of lives. Read the You Changed My Life letters at doclove.com/system.
All right. Well, Doc, now on the opposite of the right thing, we have, of course, as always, one of our most popular segments, the brainwashing file.
Yeah, and I want to explain something. I got a complaint from a guy. He says, "How come you're always talking about female love doctors?" Well, the reason is they're in the newspapers.
Yeah.
Dear Abby, Dear Amy, Carol Hacks, and all their ilk. They're all there. That's my point. So the thing is this, I went out and got some men's books, but the men's book, A, the men don't read, and B, they're not being carried by the LA Times and the Washington Post and the Chicago Tribune. They're carrying all these women who are brainwashing the women that these poor guys are going to go out with. But I went over to the library and I got this book put out by Maxim. You know, Maxim has stuff, and I believe they came out with just a third magazine. And you know, they sell the 18 to probably 32-year-old guys. But guess what? They're saying all the wrong stuff. So the name of their book is Women, Maxim's Unauthorized Guide. Yeah, it should be unauthorized. That's the truth. Anyway, you skip over to page 17. So, Jeff,
all
you guys out there, we don't go over this together, Jeff and I. So I'm going to throw this out at Jeff, and you try to go along and outguess Jeff in your mind about what he's going to say. So on page 17, it says, "Be attentive." Okay, I say look at her eyes and listen.
Yeah, that's not bad so far.
That's not bad, okay. But it's the girl, and then they ask a girl what she likes, and they go along with it. "I like to be worshipped a little."
What? Okay, yeah.
Worshipped.
It doesn't work because you're not a real man if you're doing that. If you're putting her on a pedestal, she's going to get bored with you.
Yeah, but she likes it a little.
She says she does.
Yeah.
But
okay,
she
you ready?
Really.
Here's the next one. Page 33. "Compliment something she is wearing. This works because they are really complimented. Because this works because you are really complimenting her taste, which is high praise in the chick world."
Compliments, yeah. Compliments don't work. Excessive compliments just don't work.
Yeah, and all through the book they keep talking about compliments. But they never said, does the girl respond positively? Does the girl say, thank you very much for noticing? Does she compliment you back? No, we don't talk about that.
No. Because it's always, it's all, this. You know what, this book sounds like it's driven through the man's interest level. It has no read on how she's reacting or what she actually needs. It all has to do with what he should be doing to just impress her. Sounds like that to me so far.
You hit it right on the head. Page 37, keep her laughing, which, right, Jeff, we agree with that.
Sure. Humor is very
well. Then they give a little story how this she's going out with this guy, and she was 5'8", and he was 5'4", but she was laughing so much she didn't notice the high, how tall he was, which I say is great. Then the guy forwarded her a funny email. Okay, here comes your half-truth. Great, it was funny. B, why is he forwarding?
Yeah.
You get the date and you wait 5 to 9 days to call her. I don't want any communication. So this indirectly okays email as long as it's funny. But it kills challenge.
But they probably don't have challenge anywhere through there.
Well, no, not at all. Not at all. No.
So
a guy says, oh, when a girl likes me, I'm going to send her funny emails all the time.
Yeah.
And she's going to like me more. But you're not working wonderment. She's not thinking, gee, I wonder if he's going to call. She's not going to think that because you're emailing her with your funny jokes.
Plus, you're telling her every 5 minutes how much you like her ensemble.
These guys. Okay, page 51. When a girl, you're going to love this. When a girl agrees to go on a date with you, it's because she thinks down deep there's a chance you could be the one.
Oh, they all feel that way.
They all feel that way. Oh, yeah, this is going to last forever.
Yeah,
the possibility.
Every girl that I've ever gone out with, including the ones that just really, before I got the system, the ones that just wanted to make Johnny jealous or they want to just run up my Visa bill, they thought I had a chance of being the one.
My statistics show that for every five home phone numbers you get that and you call all five and they will go out with you, two out of five of those girls' interest level is 40 to 49. They're just going out to kill time.
Yeah.
So, again, Maxim Magazine, you guys, if you want to support somebody who wants you to make a lot of mistakes with the opposite gender, be sure and buy this book.
This is, oh my gosh. Well, that's why this show is so valuable for guys because, it's in print. It's from a major men's magazine. So a guy is thinking, hey, great, I'm going to try this. And then he goes out and he gets beat up and he spends a lot of money and wastes a lot of time and wonders, what happened?
Yeah. Well, they just say women are unpredictable. They're all goofy. They're nothing like guys. So therefore, I'm not responsible for my actions. Listen to this, Jeff. Page 55. This one's going to really get to you. As a guy, you will be deciding all by yourself whether you want to see this girl again. Well, of course. If I go out and have a good time, I want to see her again. Okay. But listen to this. On the other hand, her decision is likely to be made up by committee, her girlfriends, family, and coworkers, and even the pizza delivery boy will have meaningful input into whether or not you will get a second chance. So picture this. A girl goes out with me, right? And she says, and the pizza guy comes over later. She says, oh, you see my boyfriend? Oh, yeah, I went out with him one date. What do you think? Well, I don't like him. She says, well, I think I'll drop him then.
Yeah. Of course.
You know what they don't mention here? The number one factor in the relationship is the woman's interest level.
Yeah.
Not the committee, not the parents, not the pizza boy,
no.
Not her girlfriends. And if you first start going out with them, how did all these people meet you to give their impression of you when you only have one or two dates with this girl?
It's a bad move. It shows you're bringing blockers in or potential blockers.
I'll tell you, the woman goes by her interest level. That's what she goes by.
It's more brainwashing. It's almost like you have to have this whole like game playing with a woman when you first go out with her. It's like I watched the movie Hitch again over the weekend, and the one half-truth that they said in that movie, and you saw the same movie as I did, the one half-truth they said is, you can get any woman at any time just depending on what you say and how you act. Well, I'm sorry. Sometimes, you don't pass the physical attraction test, or you're just not the type of guy that she likes, and you have no chance, no matter if you're the funniest guy, most witty guy on the face of the planet.
It's not going to happen. No. Now, see, what they should say is, if you're on a desert island for 10 years.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah.
That'll work.
I don't know. Maybe she'll still say, well, no, I still would. I'm just not ready for a relationship right now.
Page 59, how to get rid of her boyfriend or the competition.
Yeah.
Quote, in your one-on-one talks with her, what do I tell you guys? No serious conversations.
Anyway, yeah.
Find excuses to talk about your strength and her boyfriend's shortcomings. What do I tell you? You don't talk about other men. And when you badmouth the boyfriend, she's going to like him more. In fact, that goes for the committee and the pizza guy. A girl holds on tighter. When you're trying to bump off a guy, you say, gee, I don't know why you want to drop him. He seems like a really nice guy to me. Down deep, you can't stand the guy. But that's what you're going to say on the outside. So if you're an 18 to 22-year-old guy, you like Maxim, you buy this woman's unauthorized guide, you're going to get butchered out there.
Yeah, and it's just bringing in a lot of unnecessary game playing and crap when it all, it's very simple.
Yeah, here's the last one so far. Well, I'm only to page 70. This is called dating history. At a minimum, your girlfriend will want to be reassured that you have had at least one serious multi-month relationship and that you are friends with at least one ex-girlfriend.
What kind of load of crap is that?
The combination shows that you can commit, forgive, and forget. In other words, after she dumps you, you can forget it. Tell her, the breakup was hard. I was bummed for a while, but I moved on. What you should tell her was, nah, I got rid of her. She nagged. It was real easy. Be a tough guy.
Why are we bringing negative?
Yeah. I'm telling you, and next week we will continue. We're only to page 70. There's 200, so I'm going to beat these guys up for a couple more weeks. And then I got another book coming up. It's a top-selling book. It's about pickup artists, and I'll be going through that.
We're going to take
care of these guys who want me to beat up the male love doctors. But again, they don't have any power. Even when they're wrong, they don't have any power in America.
One thing I will say to the guys in the audience right now, Doc, and I know you'll agree with me on this, put your blinders on and just listen to Doc Love, and you will not go wrong.
That's it. Do what I tell you, guys. I'm on your side.
Hope you enjoyed this full segment, and if you really liked it, well, you should join the Doc Love Club at DocLoveClub.com, because this was only about a third of the show, so you missed two-thirds of the show, plus you're missing hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles. Join today, DocLoveClub.com. And if you're not quite ready, well, then go to DocLoveClub.com and get a free sample, also known as more free audio. Thanks for being here. See you next week.